Arctic sea ice has reached its minimum extent for 2018, according to scientists at the National Snow and Ice Data Center. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Ravenna Koenig has this report on how that fits into the larger trend of declining Arctic sea ice and why that matters.
Sixth lowest. That's what this year's sea ice minimum will come in at, based on the nearly 40-year satellite record. It's tied for that position with 2008 and 2010.
It's a fair amount above our record low, which was a really extreme year in 2012, but it's much lower than what used to be normal conditions in the 80s and 90s.
That's Walt Meyer, who analyzes sea ice for the National Snow and Ice Data Center in Colorado. But why do scientists like Meyer track something like the sea ice minimum? The Arctic used to be cold enough that huge portions of the ice on the Arctic Ocean would remain throughout the summer, creating what's called multi-year ice.
We're taking an area that was basically the size of the lower 48 United States that was continuously ice covered even through the summer. Now we've lost basically about half of that ice cover, and half of that's now open ocean at the end of summer.
That's a striking image, an ice country on the scale of the lower 48 that's been cut nearly in half as the Arctic has warmed. And the borders of that country are essentially what the ice minimum is a measure of. Meyer says the Arctic has been losing upwards of 13% of that area each decade. So what are the implications of that? Here's one. Ice reflects most of the energy that reaches it from the sun, but water traps and holds it. The more ice is replaced by open water, the more heat is added to the Arctic. And what happens in the Arctic doesn't stay in the Arctic, says Meyer.
The Arctic's like an air conditioner or refrigerator for the global climate. And as the Arctic warms, because the sea ice, partly because the sea ice is going away, it's like you're opening that refrigerator door. And so we're losing that cooling ability.
Meyer says that some scientists also see indications that a warming Arctic is affecting the polar jet stream, a current of wind above the Earth that can affect seasonal weather patterns. He says it could be part of what explains increasing frequency and severity of certain weather events, like droughts, heat waves, and heavy rains. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Fairbanks.